It's been a mixed bag of news and plans this week for arts events that typically take place in the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and although it won't be the usual schedule, there will be many events happening as part of this year's Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And joining us now to talk more about that is Festival Executive Director Mike Miquelon. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here and share good news and not share another cancellation. I feel like that's the last couple of conversations you and I have had.
So what's happening with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
A lot is happening this summer, beginning June 11th and going through July 3rd. And there's a really great mix of in-person activities that are going to be delivered safely and some digital offerings as well. So we have pop-up concerts in neighborhoods that are for limited capacities. We have a couple of really cool theater offerings. And really a great mix of things, and I think we're really excited to be in a place where we can kind of be at the front of getting people back together and connected, even if we have to stay 6 feet apart.
You were nice enough to talk to us when you announced the season a few months ago. So what is new since we first talked about it?
In addition to the pop-ups, which is this series called Live Here Now, and then the Tiny Tops, which is the concert service where you can book a musician for your front yard or backyard concert. There's a couple of new things I wanted to point out. One is this really wonderful theater piece called Temping. And this is a theater piece for one that's going to be taking place downtown Ann Arbor. And it involves you stepping into an office cubicle and assuming the role of a temp at an actuarial firm. And the show unfolds through different instructions that you get and is really dependent on how you respond. And this really wonderful story kind of takes place that makes you think about, you know, the nature of work and life. And it's a fun piece that I think people will enjoy beginning June 15.
One person at a time.
One person at a time. So there aren't a whole lot of slots, but it is free. And there's 17 days worth of opportunities to sign up for a spot.
How unique. Where did you even hear about it?
It's a piece that we found that had been running in New York during the pandemic. And before that, we were aware of it and got to know the theater makers, a company called Wolf 359, and thought that now is probably a great time to think about it because we were all out of the office. And maybe as we head back into the office, it's kind of time to examine the nature of our work there.
I also understand the Ann Arbor Summer Festival commissioned a new piece for this summer.
We did. There is this wonderful company called Theater in Quarantine, and it is this group of, I'll just call them creatives, but theater folks in New York that when the pandemic started, they turned their closet space into a white box, a performance space, and started doing these pieces that would premiere live on the web, on YouTube. And they're 5 to 10 minutes long or so, and they're really wonderful, very very creative. Some of them more abstract. And the Summer Festival commissioned this company to do a new piece, and it'll premiere live on June 21st on YouTube. And the piece will be accompanied by a local musician in Ann Arbor that'll be performing live from UMA, the art museum, and alongside the company that'll be performing from Manhattan.
I love how creative everyone has become during this pandemic.
Yeah, there are some really wonderful things that came out of it. And I think even though I think people are going to be excited for the in-person offerings and in parks and concerts and things, this is something that's worth tuning in for.
And you're doing something else with UMA that involves a phone call. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Summer Festival and UMA are co-presenting this theater piece called A Thousand Ways by 600 Highwaymen. And this piece is about encounters between strangers, and you are guided by a score of instructions, questions, prompts that are between people who have never met before. And this first piece, a phone call, a very simple phone call, you and an audience member are connected. And you follow these directives, and over the course of this journey, roughly 45 minutes or so, this portrait of each other emerges, and you start to understand through these fleeting moments, who the other person is, the unseen voice on the other end of the call. And it's a really lovely piece that will run in July.
Where will it take place?
Well, it's as simple as a phone call. So it'll take place wherever you are.
Oh.
And so you'll buy a ticket and then you'll receive instructions, a phone number to call into, and the entire 45-minute piece will take place through the phone. It's just you and the stranger.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. You're also doing Live Here Now, these pop-up neighborhood concerts. Can you tell us who some of the performers will be?
Absolutely. So Live Here Now, roughly 20 concerts in Ann Arbor and the Ypsilanti area, and a really wonderful collection of artists, many that people will be familiar with from Top of the Park, artists including Cold Tone Harvest, George Bedard and the Kingpins, Kai Five, Danny Darling, Peter Madcat Ruth and the Karma Quartet, some names that I'm sure that are familiar to your listeners and others that, you know, I think people should check out on our website.
And live events, which so many of us are craving right now after over a year in a pandemic. These will be tiny tops, as in Top of the Park, intimate concerts you can reserve for yourself or gift to a friend. And how many people can go and who could we possibly be seeing?
Yeah, so there's a lot of program names, and it's easy to get them mixed up. I think the good news is there's live music, and there's live music to see in parks, and there is live music to book for yourself and support artists. And so the Tiny Tops program, these are short kind of mini sets, 20 minutes long, within a 15-mile radius of downtown Ann Arbor. If you live and you want to book a group for your friends or gift it. And those artists include Jordan Hamilton, Chris DuPont, Amy Petty, a really wonderful collection of artists from our region.
And just to be clear, these are not something you're just going to walk up upon and start listening at all. It sounds like it's pre-booked and pre-organized. And if you're lucky enough to be invited or included or organizing one yourself, you're going to know exactly where that is and when.
Yeah, these are, you know, musical moments that are meant for a small group from one household or a small group of friends. And so, 20 minutes in length, the artists have identified a fee, and there's a range of fees that folks can choose from on our website. And this is something where, 100% of the fee will go to the artist. This is about, having this nice kind of musical moment and also supporting local artists.
Speaking of one of our favorite local artists here at WEMU, chalk artist David Zine. What's his name again? And I joke because
David Zinn.
David Zinn.
He's joining us on. Everyone knows David, he's joining us on Sidewalk Chalk Day on June 13th. And I think this is going to be a really wonderful day, a reason to get outside, close to home, and children, families, really all ages around our county can create their own works of art on kind of a concrete canvas that you could find anywhere. And we encourage folks to take a photo, submit it, tag us on social media. And the Ann Arbor District Library will be awarding a prize through their summer game and select winners. I think this is a really great day. It was fun last year seeing the hundreds of submissions that were taking place, throughout the city. And this is something that, you don't necessarily know what's happening if you're not tuned into it. But then when you look at all the submissions together, it's like, wow, what a wonderful day.
And his work and his creativity has really kept us all going during this pandemic. Whenever the weather was, even when the weather wasn't great, he would be out there creating something magical and giving us a little delight on the sidewalk made with chalk.
Yeah, the Summer Festival has worked with David for a while.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't think we take him for granted, because I love David, but I still, just in my own life, stumble upon his work, and it's always just so incredible. I was in a parking structure a week ago and got out of my car, and it was clearly David that had been there.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, look at this big crack in the concrete of the parking structure, and look what he did with it. Uh-huh. So in addition to all the community, participation, David is going to do a few pieces throughout town as well that you'll be able to stumble upon.
Anything else we need to know about the upcoming Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
There is so much, but I don't expect everyone to remember this. I think that, really going to a2sf.org and digging into everything is the place to start. And there'll be perhaps some more announcements to come. And just know that between June 11 and July 3, there is so much to do and discover.
And we will definitely put a link to that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. We're so excited. Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Lisa.